Hello, my podcast friends. It's the time for the Dider Show episode number two. Yes, I know, it's only two. I'm just starting this, so bear with me. Last week, if you were listening, we talked about porn addiction. My own porn addiction, actually, and drug addiction that came along with it towards the end. If you haven't listened to the episode, and you've got problem with this, you might want to go and have a listen, because I give some advice and some really good books that I read that helped me towards my recovery. Because yes, it is possible. If you have a drug addiction or a porn addiction, it's possible to get rid of it and become a better person, okay? So, because yes, I was addicted to porn. Well, masturbation, porn, God knows. Toward the end, I used to do coke, cocaine, pot, a lot of pot, Viagra sometimes. See, because coke, you can't get it up. You shouldn't know about it. I created a hell, a cage that I've created for myself. I was lost. I had a problem. I just didn't know what to do with it. I had to take drastic change. And for me, that meant go and live with my mum back in France for a while, because back then I was in the UK, I was running my own business, and I was struggling to concentrate and to run my business and to live my life with this compulsive behavior that I had. And I mentioned on the first podcast that towards the end I really wanted to end my life, because I just saw no ending to this, and I thought, if I can't stop myself doing this, I'm just gonna go, and we'll probably do an episode about suicidal thoughts, which is a terrible thing. People unfortunately die every year in waste. It's a waste because we keep this problem for ourselves, and that's not right. If you got a problem, if you got something that you think you want to talk to somebody, but you're ashamed, just open up. You know, it takes some courage to open up to a good friend, to your best friend. I want to suggest you do to your mom and dad just now. But if you think they are able to take it, do it. Seek help in that way. Don't keep it to yourself. You know, because we I think we're all too easy to judge ourselves too harshly. I guess society does as well. There's another podcast for that as well, how society judges us. By the way, if you're going to go on your recovery, it's going to be a slow process, but you are going to fail. It's very likely that you're going to fail, but don't beat yourself up for it. Don't think, oh shit, I fucked up, but just think, well, okay, I'm doing well, and I take a step backwards, get back on the horse and carry on with your thing, your recovery, okay? So don't beat yourself up about it. You know, the fact that you want to get better, or you listen to this, is a good thing. So well done. All right. Yes, today, when this episode was about self-help, you know, successful, you know, what's this successful, you know. I'll have a little caveat here. Perfection. For you out there that just want perfect time, perfect everything, this perfection is not real and not possible. It's, it has caused me a problem in my past, because now I just think, nah, good enough. This is good enough. Good enough is good enough, okay? You don't have to be perfect for anything. If you want to start your own business, there won't be a perfect time to do it. It won't be. It's never going to be perfect. The stars are not going to, or the planets are not going to line up for you. You either do it or you don't, or you keep talking about it, like a lot of people, like most people. You see, I didn't include everybody, I said most. Yes, I'm learning. So, yes, successful, what does it mean? I mean, what comes to mind to me, really, with most people, I think, would be to be have a big bank account, which is, yeah, it is a part of success, being a successful person, but it's not. If you think that's going to give you happiness, think again. There's a lot of millionaires out there that are miserable fuck, because happiness doesn't come from money, you know. It comes from everyday life, from what makes you happy, and that's something that you're going to have to find out for yourself. I can't help you out with that one. For me, being happy every day, I'm going to talk about what I do in the morning that helped me for my recovery is to do exercise. Yeah, I used to hate people that run. I still hate running. I don't run, by the way. It's bad for you. Well, if you like running, do run, but be aware that it's bad for your knee. A lot of people that are good runners have had problems with their knee eventually because human beings are not supposed to run all day long for no reason at all. If you want to exercise, I just do press-ups, I just do a sit-up in the park where I live. It's very nice. I love the setting because I wake up pretty early, 5:30, 6, without an alarm. I mean, I just wake up. I'm just one of them people that can survive, or can function on 5 hours of night. Just, you know, the old saying, oh, you need 8 hours. It's a lot of bullshit. It's not you. It depends what you like. You know, if you need 8 hours, fine. But I'm one of the people that don't need 8 hours, except on the night out, after night out. So yes, be successful. It's been a good dad, be a good dad, be a good person, be a good person to a friend, be a good friend, sorry. Spend time with your loved ones, you know, that's happiness, you know, that's successful. Money, again, yes, it does help. Well, I do feel happier when I've got money in the bank, obviously, compared to the years I used to be broke. Yes, it does play on your mental state, but it doesn't give you happiness. It never will. Okay, so if you're not happy now with yourself, money won't help you in that department. Unfortunately, guys, trust me, I know a thing or two about that. It doesn't help you whatsoever. So my morning routines, yes, as I said earlier, I wake up, 5, drink a coffee, then I go to the park pretty much straight away, get out of the house. I listen to some music now. I went back to listen to some music on my phone on my way to the park. Then when I get to the park, I just do setups, you know, I do two or three rounds of 30 press up, 30 sit-ups. And I do it twice or three times. I just do some, stretching. Yes, stretching. Yes, I'm getting old. Yes, stretching. I stretch, and then I follow this by meditation. Well, meditation is something that I've put up for years. I just didn't think it was for me, but there was a lot of BS because meditation is really helping me out. It has helped me out through my recovery of a porn addict, drug addict, I guess, as well. It's something that is part of my life now. Sometimes I don't, when I'm on holiday somewhere, I don't take the time, but if I spend 2 days without it, I crave it now. I really crave it. And you've got to give it a try. I use an app called Headspace, and funny enough, it's free. There's a few sessions that are free, so it's totally free. Don't give me any crap that you have to pay for it. Well, no, it's free. Obviously, you have to pay for it afterwards, and I pay for it. I mean, it's something like £8 a month, which is not a lot of money when you want to try and improve yourself, okay? But it's not about... Well, I used to think that meditation was about sitting like on your hands and knees or whatever, cross your legs, you know, like Buddhists, and just think of nothing. And that is, I don't know where I got picked up from, but that is so far from the truth. It's not meditation, nothing to do with that, really. And trust me, even monks can't think of you'll have to just spend years and years to not think of anything. And I don't even think that's possible because the brain always thinks of something. But meditation and what I'm doing, it's just being in the present. You know, that's what it does. And trying to think of one thing. And usually it's towards the brain. It's directed to the breathing. Okay. So I'll be sitting there after my exercise in the morning. I put my phone on loudspeaker because obviously... at 6 o'clock in the morning in France, because they are lazy fucks. Sorry, French guys. No, I'm French, so I can say that. But there's not a lot of people. There's nobody there. There might be an old soul as last. So I put it on, not too loud, obviously, because I don't like to meditate with the headphones in my ears. I need to be present, so it cuts me from the world. So I don't try to put my headphones on. So I listened to the guy, I'm sorry, it's Matt, I think it's Matt, the guy that actually created the Headspace, yes, it's Headspace. I'm just going to check quickly on my phone, but it's Headspace, because I don't want to tell you rubbish or stupid things. So it's Headspace. Yes, it is Headspace. I didn't tell a lie. So Headspace, yeah, you concentrate on your breathing and you concentrate on the being in the present. You know, I used to suffer. Well, I still suffer sometimes, and I've got to check myself on anxiety. Before, I used to be depressed a lot because I used to think of the past. I used to think of past relationships that I've fucked up or messed up, things that I've done, mistakes that I've made. And obviously, you always go back to the self, myself, little monkey that would judge me as saying, "You worthless, you are useless, you're just a piece of crap. Or you're not good at this, you're just not good, you can't do this." You know, we all have there's thoughts going into our head, and there are terrible thoughts. It's called a monkey on your shoulder, I think. There's loads of books about this, and you should start to recognize this is not you. You know, go for a million thoughts a day in your own head. So if you had to listen to all of the stuff, all the crappy stuff that goes through your head, you'd go insane. Which I think some people have. I digress. What am I talking about? I lost my train of thought. So yeah, meditation. I do this, you know. I used to start with 3 minutes, which is great by the Headspace app. Because you got to start slowly, you know. The exercise that I do now, I didn't start like this, you know. And the meditation either. I started when you're trying to put a new habit in your life, which you're going to have to. And when you do put the new habits, you've got to start small. It's got to be fun, you know. If it's not fun, you're gonna find it painful. And if you find it painful, you're gonna give up. You're not gonna carry on doing it. So just start. Break yourself easy. Break yourself easy into it. You know. To try the 3 minutes, I think it's doable. I mean, at the beginning, I used to think, "God damn it, I'm gonna have to sit here for 3 minutes doing nothing." But now I do it for 10. Now I actually do it for 15 minutes, and I'm actually gonna go up and up because the more you do it, the more you want it, you know, the more you crave it, because it really helps you to be in the now, you know, to recognize the problem that you might have. You know, I think you have to scan your body from head to toe. Sometimes it tells you to stop trying to concentrate on your breathing and just listen to the noise around you. I mean, in the setting that I have here, it's fantastic. I've got the birds singing, I've got the river passing. I'm not really listening to a lot of it, but I have the trees, maybe in the wind, you know, the smell, the cars not far from the bridge. So I've got different palettes of noises that I kind of scan and try to geolocate. I'm slashing my English here. Forgive me, Queen, if I can, whatever. So that is really helping me out a lot, you know, and I've really recommended to anyone that's struggling with anxieties or depression. That's it. I thought I was going back to it. Depression, yes, is something that you think there used to be. It's because you think about the past, okay? And that it's terrible. And anxiety, it's thinking too much about the future, okay? That meditation for me helps me to be in the now, you know, and not be present, you know, be happy, you know, be happy in the present. It's good to have goals, and you should have goals, you know, and stuff. And you know, obviously, if you want to be successful, yes, it's good to have goals. Although, you know, going to talk about Darren Brown later. You know, he never set any goals for himself, and look at him, he's doing all right, I think. So, goal setting, you know, be careful on that. You know, whatever you know, it's just what you want to do. It's good to go through, to have a vision of where you're going. It's better, I think. The how will come along. You know, don't be too hard again on yourself. You know, because life is funny, you know, life throws you opportunities that you didn't expect, you know, and I think for me to be successful is to be ready when the success comes, or be ready to change maybe your plan if it's not working or whatever. Although all the books I read, this, you know, if you have a plan, just stick to it. But if the plan is flawed, but don't stick to it, you know, you have to have like checks on along the way to see where you're at. But again, you know, I'm not a professional on that, but I'm going to give you loads of books that are good for self-improvement. And when I talk self-improvement, I am not talking about The Secret. Yes, The Secret. If you have never heard of it, don't bother. It's a pile of shit. I'm honestly, I've bought into the idea, you know, of just thinking in someday it's going to appear in your life. I mean, I can't remember the name of, I don't even want to know the name. I don't want to, I have to, don't need to keep that information. It's a shit book. And trust me, I've tried to sit and think about things in my life that would come into my life. And guess what? Nothing happened. And I fucking tried. And obviously this is, and I think you will understand this when you read the Darren Brown Happy book. It's called, it's a scam. It's a scam and it's happening today again. And I fell for it. I fell for it and I spent about, I don't know, 3-4 years on this kind of mental attitude. I mean, it's a good thing to think about things that you want in life. Don't get me wrong here. But you've got to walk towards it as well. You can't just think about something and it's going to appear. You know, like The Secret seems to think it does. And that's why it's a lie. It's a lie and it's a shame. She should be ashamed. Whatever. I think it's a girl. I'm not thinking of a woman. The author. It's a shame. It's a shame and she should be ashamed. It should be, or whatever. I wrote this bloody book. Should be ashamed of itself. But there's probably a secret space in hell for them. Because they are telling a lot of lies. You know, it's not enough to think about what you are in life and to be, to really see yourself honing it. That is a good thing, and a lot of people that I follow believe in that, but as Jim Carrey said once, yeah, you can't really just like think about, yeah, well, where I want to be, and then after that, go make a sandwich. You know, it doesn't go to, you gotta walk towards it, you know. And trust me, I've tried that way. I tried that attitude, you know, like, oh yeah, if I think about what I want so hard every day, you know, 3-4 times a day, I'm really on it, put myself into it, and my heart is in it. And if some of the day is going to appear someday, wow, what a lot of shit. So trust me, don't waste your time on that. Well, you probably will, because if somebody, you would have told me, well, I'm telling you this 6 or 7 years ago, I probably would have told him to go fuck themselves. Sorry for my French. Haha, I can say that. But trust me, you need to work at it. If you want to be successful, if you see successful people, they ain't blanking around. They work out every day. You know, they don't take breaks, you know. So if you see all these people on Facebook that say, oh yeah, look at me, well, I'm doing this and that. Successful people don't have time to make these stupid videos. Don't follow this stupid advice. Most of them twat that tells you that, yeah, I earn a 7-figure. If you really look at the car park where they've parked their car to do the seminar, it's probably an old banger. You know, they're trying to believe it themselves, trying to teach you. You know, so don't fall for all these hackers and gurus out there that are worthless, useless, and they're gonna take your money and don't even give a damn if you succeed or not. So there's enough out there for you, free. Well, free. Again, you know, if you want information for free, you're not going to get anywhere. If you really want to get successful in life, you have to pay, okay? As I pay for a few applications and stuff that I pay monthly because they benefit me greatly. So, yes, books that I've read and I think that you should read if you really want to be a better person or something that you think you could improve on, you know? Also, the last really recent book that I read about by Darren Brown, English author. Hi, Darren. Yeah, you're not listening. I love his book, Happy. I must say, he opened up my eyes on stuff that I've just talked about here. And I'm ashamed to say that I fell for this scam. So you read Darren Brown, Happy. Really good. I mean, read. Again, I don't read. I listen. I use Audible app. I listen to books because I don't have time to sit down. Well, I don't take the time to sit down. I like to listen to books when I'm at the airport or I'm on the car, on the journey somewhere, when I'm walking, you know, doing the dishes. So many places you can do that, you know. Everybody, we all have the same amount of time. It's what you do with it. So yeah, if you want to be successful, try to read biographies of successful people like Richard Branson, Losing My Virginity. You know, just follow what they're doing. Follow their steps and you got, and you will be successful in your own term. Because if you follow what the successful people are doing, and the real successful people I'm talking about, not this shame or these assholes on the Facebook video that you see on your break. Well, I hate Facebook. I haven't done the podcast about Facebook, but it's a shit show. And I use it, I read it, or I go on it when I'm having a shit, because I think it's just perfect time to check Facebook. Anyway, Darren Brown, happy, okay. I Can't Make This Up by Kevin Hart and Neil Strauss. Love Kevin. I didn't like Kevin at the start when he came out, when he became successful, because I don't know if I judged him, you know, too quickly, too harshly. Not because he's black, not racist, you twat, if you ask what you for. Was this asshole? But, oh my God, I got it totally wrong. I read his book, I Can't Make This Up, by Kevin Hart and Neil Strauss. Neil Strauss, by the way, got a book out, which I used to love, The Game. If you're dating currently and you're doing it all wrong, this is the book for you, my friend. This is the holy grail of dating. Well, yeah, it's more than that, but it's the holy grail of dating. If you're really if you're shocking and you stink and you suck at dating new women, or you're dating and talking to women, may God have gave you the Bible, the best book that you can ever write about this subject. And it's a great book, and I like Neil Strauss, and actually I think he does the audio book himself, and I can't remember that book enough, you know, when I was struggling to talk to women or dating, and I read that book, and it really helped me a lot. Anyway, another really great UK or English author, a new one, I think this one is, I think he's a comedian now, and funny enough, this was recommended to me by Stephen Fry. I was looking for an Audible top list, you know, because sometimes I just don't have enough. I usually like listen to podcasts, like Tim Ferriss, the American dude that I love. And sometimes I usually, like, when he says a book that he likes, I put it on my wish list. But this month, for some reason, I didn't have anything. So I looked this book up, recommended by Stephen Fry, which is called This Is Gonna Hurt by Adam Kay. It's diaries of him as a doctor, of Adam as a doctor for the NHS. And I must say, I love the book. I've laughed so much. I love his writing. I love the stories that he put there. It's frightening how the NHS really shitting on the doctors there. I've got so much more respect from doctors now. I used to think, they're all millionaires. They're all right. Reading This Is Gonna Hurt by Adam Kay changed my thinking totally, and I got so much respect for people that work as doctors for the NHS and the NHS people. You know, it's a shame what the government that know nothing about healthcare is doing to the NHS in England. It's a shame. It's a criminal thing that they're doing, and the people that are gonna suffer is obviously you and me. I mean, I don't live in England right now anymore, although I never really went to the... I broke my leg once, so I was on the NHS for once. But young and healthy, so that's why I'm not there a lot. But read that book, it's a really good book. Oh, really? Actually, this one has nothing to do with successful thing, but I just think I love that book, so I've got to tell you now. Ready Player One by Ernest Cline. I think I'm mentioning this because living in Birmingham, and you should know, Mr. Spielberg came to Birmingham to film this, but he was looking for an apocalyptic kind of scene, kind of town. So I don't know what does that say about Birmingham people, about Birmingham. Yes, I don't even have the accent anymore. But people in Birmingham don't speak like that, really. You people of England are full of BS. I live 20 years in Birmingham, so I feel Birmingham. But they don't speak like that. We're not thick. They're not thick. Birmingham is a great place. Well, it's going to look like it's going to be a good place soon enough when they finish building, because it's like a building site right now. But eventually, I'm talking, this is May 2019, and I went back last week to pick up some papers, and it's still a building site. It just seems to never change, never stop, apparently. But it is a great city. The people there are what make the city great. Right, so for the books about sex and porn addiction, it will be in the short notes. I'm not going to tell them again here. Oh, well, okay, I don't want to. I'm going to mention it now. Okay, so there's Our Shadows by Patrick Carnes, Recovery to Leave by Christopher Kennedy. There you go. Kennedy Lanford. Okay, very good book. Breaking the Cycle by George Colling. He's got an MA. And Andrew Edelman. He's obviously got an MA. So yeah, you gotta trust their opinion. You know, they've worked on the bloody thing. They've seen a lot of people that you can trust their advice. Okay. Always Turn On by Robert J. Waze, I think it is. And Jennifer Peach Schneider. Schneider. Sounds German, doesn't it? Maybe not. A Recovery Freedom from Addiction from Her Addiction. I can't even speak English. Yeah, Recovery Freedom. Recovery Freedom from Her Addiction from Russell Brown. Yeah, Russell Brown. Really good book. Love it. And this is not related to the sex or porn addiction, but it's one worth having. Atomic Habits by Alan Carr. Not a comedian. Yeah, I don't think he's got the book like this. You know, no, I don't think so. Actually, the book This Is Gonna Hurt by Adam Kay mentioned Alan Carr, which is, well, I'm not going to spoil it for you, but you'll laugh. I think he's funny the way he uses Alan Carr personal accountant. Something about speed. Anyway, right. Oh, yes, and Rewire Your Anxious Brain by Catherine M. Pittman. She's got a PhD, so. And then Elizabeth, she did this with Elizabeth. M. Carl. So there you go. This is my good books this week. Yeah, again, if you are interested in the porn or sex addiction, go back into the episode 1. I know there's 2 there because I've uploaded it twice, like an idiot, because I am an idiot. But I'm gonna sort that out eventually. But now this one is gonna be free, so I just wanna leave it there. To like pretend I've got 3 out. No, I'm gonna sort this out, guys. But yeah, the 1 and 2 are the same. Yeah, if you haven't noticed that, I'm telling you that, so don't waste your time listening to it twice. Okay, guys, I want you to have a great week, and life is beautiful with you in it. Oh, yes, just be yourself. And I could talk for hours, but I've got to keep this short because your attention span is short. I know, mine is. So I love you. And again, if you want to leave any comments or want to contact me, I don't know how you're gonna do it, but if you type my name on Google, I'm sure you'll find me if you want to stalker. Right, guys, I love you, and leave you, and until the next one, have a great time. Bye.